This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham, sitting in for Cynthia Canty. President-elect Donald Trump's choice to head the Education Department went before senators yesterday for her confirmation hearing. There were a lot of questions for Betsy DeVos, some about her Michigan family's donations of millions of dollars to Republican candidates, and whether she'd mandate public schools become charter or private schools. But it was an exchange between Minnesota Senator Al Franken and DeVos that caught our attention.
And I would like your views on the relative advantage of measuring, doing assessments, and using them to measure proficiency or to measure growth.
Well, thank you, Senator, for that question. I think if I'm understanding your question correctly around proficiency, I would also correlate it to competency and mastery, so that each student is measured according to the advancement that they're making in each subject area.
Well, that's growth. That's not proficiency. So in other words, the growth they're making is in growth. The proficiency is an arbitrary standard.
If they've reached a level, the proficiency is if they've reached a third grade level for reading, et cetera.
I'm talking about the debate between proficiency and growth.
Yes.
And what your thoughts are on them.
Well, I was just asking to clarify then.
Well, this is a subject that has been debated in the education community for years. And I've advocated growth, as the chairman and every member of this committee knows, because with proficiency, teachers ignore the kids at the top, mm-hmm, who are not going to fall below proficiency, and they ignore the kid at the bottom who, no matter what they do, will never get to proficiency. So I've been an advocate of growth. But it surprises me that you don't know this issue.
Joining us now to discuss this is Joshua Cohen. He's associate professor at the Department of Education Administration at Michigan State University. Let's first define those terms. What is proficiency?
Proficiency is a target that sets a minimum level of achievement where all students are expected to meet a certain threshold, essentially, that defines them as, by definition, proficiency in that particular subject.
So how's that different from growth?
Growth is basically customized for individual students based on what they scored before. So what we're doing is measuring distance from point A in the student's academic career to point B.
Has this been a big debate within the education community, this growth versus proficiency debate?
It has, particularly when we are thinking about what the best way to measure school progress is and to identify which schools are struggling, which are doing really well. That's where the debates become particularly heated.
This is a discussion that might be happening in most teachers' lounge, then.
Certainly in school districts. I would think teachers are aware of it, yeah. Intuitively, if not by name, right? I mean, all teachers understand that they do have some goal to get kids to a certain level. We call it, say, on-grade reading. But teachers also want to know and to have the ability to respond to how kids are coming in and to pitch the education that they're delivering to those children over the course of the year, based in part on how they've come into the classroom, not just on sort of some goal at the end of the year.
How familiar should a nominee for Secretary of Education be with this growth versus proficiency debate?
Well, it's not for me to say what the nominee should or shouldn't know. I'll just say this, that in the future, if she's successful in her confirmation, she will become very familiar with this because it is an important debate and it's going to continue to be.
So this is something you're teaching your students right now, that you should be aware of this, you should know how to measure this, and you should keep both of these ideas of growth and proficiency in mind as you bring your students or as you teach your students.
Both concepts are important, again, and they're different ways of reflecting the same type of information we're trying to get at, but it actually is different types of information.
I guess I should ask you, is there a better way or a worse way, or is it you must have both?
I like to look at both. We tend to talk about what schools do for students, right? We tend to say kids come into the classroom and they learn. And the growth metric tends to be a better reflection of that if that's our goal. So let me give you a quick example. If one school, 75% of kids are proficient in 1 year, and the next year they've made very little progress on that, 78% are proficient in that next year, is that school contributing more to student learning than a school who had 50% of kids reading on grade in year one and went all the way up to 70% in year two. It's not quite how we measure growth, but you can see conceptually that what we're trying to do in the growth framework is understand how effective the schools are at contributing to student learning. If that's our goal, then growth is the better option. But we can't completely disassociate it and say, well, there's no benchmark at all. Particularly as children get older, there are certain content and certain materials we do sort of expect it collectively as states or as school districts for the kids to know. And so asking the question, how, you know, are they at that level or not, is a reasonable question. It's just a little different than saying, you know, did the school bump them up that way?
That's Joshua Cohen. He is an associate professor at Michigan State University and the Department of Educational Administration. Thanks very much for explaining this to us.
Thanks very much.